I'd like to dedicate this shir as a schus for refuah shlema for Yakira Emuna Bas Dina Barucha. She should have her refuah shlema b'sof shar chol Yisrael. Thursday we left off in the middle of Tosfos. We got to a point in Tosfos, but we said that there's still more to do. We didn't answer the kasha completely according to the Tosfos understanding of Tosfos. I want to review that just briefly, and then move on and try to come full circle in the Tosfos, try to finish our discussion. There were different stages to this Tosfos. Right? The way we put it last time, stage two was that Tosfos said Rabbi Elazar. Sorry, stage two was Rabbeinu Tam. Rabbeinu Tam says Lefi Rabbi Meir, you still need Eidim Nesira for Kiyum Adam. So let's just say it a little differently. We're not going to change anything because we erase the board. What happened to erasing the board? Erase the board. Okay, I guess we just have to write it over again. So stage one in Tosfos really is the Psak Halacha. Rabbi Elazar holds Eidim Nesira Karasi Bein Begitin Bein B'Shar Shtaris. There's a major machlokas whether we pass Kanakim B'Shar Shtaris. Tosfos says yes, and the Rif says no. That's stage one. Okay, but for our purposes, we're going to leave that out. That's not part of the Iker of Tosfos. So even though there really is stage one, there really are four parts to Tosfos, but we're going to assume that there are three parts. Okay, so stage one for us in Tosfos, where he talks about Rabbi Elazar's Shita, he says Rabbi Elazar holds Dafka Eidim Nesira Karasi. Dafka Eidim Nesira Karasi. As opposed to the Rif. The Rif says Rabbi Elazar holds Af Eidim Nesira Karasi. They're both Eidim Nesira and Eidim Chasima can work. Okay, so stage one of Tosfos is that he says Rabbi Elazar holds Dafka Eidim Nesira Karasi. And he brings different rayas to that. In stage two, Tosfos quotes Rabbeinu Tam. He says, you would think that Rabbi Elazar holds Dafka Eidim Nesira Karasi and Rabbi Meir holds Dafka Eidim Chasima Karasi. And according to Rabbi Meir, Eidim Nesira is meaningless. There's no value to that. Comes Rabbi Natam and says, no, even Rabbi Meir requires Eidim Nesira, but not Lashvi Eshtara. He requires Eidim Nesira, Lekiyam Adavim. Because Ein Davar Sharei Parchas Mishnayim, Rabbi Meir subscribes to that. Everyone subscribes to that. It's Dafa Pasuk, it's a Drasha, it's a Ger Shava. So even Rabbi Meir will say that you need Eidim Nesira for getting the Kiddushin. Now that's a big Kiddush. Because at first glance, if you were to ask me, I'd say Rabbi Meir holds Eidim Chasima Karasim. Gemara seems to assume Rabbi Meir holds that as long as you have the Eidim Chasum Malashtara, that's it, you don't need Eidim Nesira. Tosfos turns everything on its head. Tosfos quotes Rabbi Natan, who says, no, Rabbi Meir agrees that you need Eidim Nesira, but be careful. He says, you need Eidim Nesira Lakiyam Adav, and not Lashri Yashtara. Lashri Yashtara, of course, Eidim Chasim is going to be enough. Eidim Chasim is going to be enough. And presumably, according to that svara, Rabbi Meir would say that in Shtari Mamin, there's no need to have Eidim Nesira, because Shtari Mamin is not about Kiyam Adav, the Pshuta. Pshuta, the Pasha Pshat is, you need Kiyam Adav, Adav Sheva Erva, but not by Shtari Mamin. So Rabbi Meir would say, Shtari Mamin, Eidim Chasima is going to be enough. Okay, that was at stage two of Tosfos. And we pointed out that the Rashba has one there that argues with that. Okay, Rabbeinu Tam against the Rashba, we discussed that. Then the final stage of Tosfos, what we called stage three, if you bring in the Psak Halachas, it's stage four. But okay, for our purposes, it's stage three. In terms of Rabbi Elazar's Shita. In stage three, Tosfos talks about Shtari Mamre. And here he seems to reverse himself a little bit. He's not so sure that what he said before was right. He says he begins by saying that by Shtari Mamon, the halacha should be the same. V'chein shtam matnas karka or shtam mecher shehu lekinin karka ve'ena l'raya ena moel klum Rabbi Elazar im yadua shlo nasnu b'fnei edim. That Shtari Mamon at first glance should be the same. If we said in stage two, Rabbi Elazar holds daf gedim esir kais, he says daf bezel bezach and Shtari Mamon, you need edim esir. That edim esir, there's nothing. That edim esir is going to be nothing. And Tosfos says no miu. Yesh lachalek le'inyin mamon demahan yodos baldin kimei edim sagi beidei chasima v'makom odos baldin. Then Tosfos starts to backtrack and he says, no, maybe mamon is different. Since we know hodos baldin works and edei chasima can take the place of the hodos baldin, so maybe Rabbi Elazar will agree that edei chasima karsi by shtari mamon. I told you before Rabbi Elazar holds dafke edei mesira karsi. So he says, maybe it's not so sure. Rabbi Elazar might say that Eidei Chasima can also work. Eidei Chasima can also work. But I'm just going to need Eidei Mesira. Why would I need Eidei Mesira? He's saying, Rabbi Lozer agrees that Eidei Chasima can work, but Makom Hodah is Baldin. So why does he say Dafke the Mesirah Kaisa by Gittin Vekidushin? So it says Tosfos Avol Bekidushin Vegerushin Lamahani Hodah is Baldin Shem Demachayev Lachayim. Since Kedushin and Gerushin, Tosfos says Achav Lachmeini, both of them. So therefore, Hodah is Baldin is not going to work. So that's why Rabbi Lozer holds Eidei Mesirah unnecessary by Gittin Vekidushin. You can't get away with Eidei Chasima because Eidei Chasima only works but Makom Hodah is Baldin. So Makom Hodah's Baldin works by Shtari Moment. So if Eidei Chasima can work by Shtari Moment, by Gittin Vekidushin, you'll still need Eidei Mesirah. Okay, this was Tosfos. So the question is, what is Tosfos doing in this fourth stage? How is he backing out? What is he backing out from? So on Thursday, we mentioned the Ketos HaChoshen. So says, what Tosfos is really saying is that you need Kiyum Adavar both by Gittin Vekidushin and by Shtari Moment. It's just that by Shtari Moment, Hodah's Baldin Kamei Eidei Dami can be Mekayim. Hodas Baldin Kamei Eidei Dami works L'Kiyum Adavar. So if all you need is Ashvuye Shtara, Rabbi Loza might hold that really Eidei Chasima can work L'Ashvuye Shtara. Eidei Chasima can work L'Ashvuye Shtara. When we said Rabbi Loza requires Dafka Eidei Mesirah, what did that mean? Zok the Ktzos, what that means according to the Ktzos is that by Gittin V'Kiddushin, you need Dafka Eidei Mesirah L'Kiyum Adavar. Not L'Ashvuye Shtara. Rabbi Loza holds L'Ashvuye Shtara Eidei Chasima is enough, and that's why by Shtari Maman it's taka enough, because Hodah's Baldin works L'Kiyum Adavar. But in Gittin V'Kiddushin, since Hodah's Baldin does not work L'Kiyum Adavar, so that's why Tosfos says Rabbi Loza holds you need Dafka Eidei Mesirah. Not L'Ashvuye Shtara. Eidei Chasima can work L'Ashvuye Shtara. But you need Eidei Mesirah L'Kiyum Adavar. Okay, this is the way the Tosfos understood. Okay, let's get this on the board again because we have two more lines to add to this. It's a chaval. Hey, Comet, I need your help with it. Okay, what do we have over here? Let's say stage one of Tosfos is Dafka Eidei Mesirah Karsi, the Rebbe Loza. That's stage one for us. That's after the Pesach Halacha. So now, what do we have over here? Stage two, the Tosfos. What does that mean? That means Rabbeinu Tam. Rabbeinu Tam. All right. You know what? Let's just leave it at that. Let's leave it at that. Rabbeinu Tam. So what does he hold? Rabbi Meir. Eidei Mesirah are needed for what? L'Kiyum Adavar. Rabbi Elazar, l'fi that stage in Tosfos, right? L'Ashvuye Shtara, v'gam L'Kiyum Adavar. No? Right? Rabbi Elazar is not going to be worse than Rabbi Meir. If Rabbi Meir requires Eidei Mesirah L'Kiyum Adavar, Rabbi Elazar will say the same thing, but the Chiddush is he holds that it also works L'Ashvuye Shtara. Rabbi Meir would say, no, I need Eidei Chasima L'Ashvuye Shtara. Okay? This is stage two. Now we have stage three. Stage three in Tosfos. L'fi L'Ktzos. Okay? So this is the same, right? Eidei Mesirah, L'fi Rabbi Meir, unneeded L'Kiyum Adavar. Fine. What does Rabbi Elazar hold over here? How's Tosfos backtracking over here? L'fi L'Ktzos in stage three. So Rabbi Elazar might hold that Eidei Mesirah needed Rak L'Kiyum Adavar. Rak L'Kiyum Adavar Tzarech Eidei Mesirah. Eidei Chasima Mo'ilin L'Ashvuye Shtara. You can say Af Eidei Chasima Mo'ilin L'Ashvuye Shtara. Right? Nafkamina, for what? For Shtari Maman. Because in Shtari Maman, all I need is Ashvuye Shtara. I don't need Kiyum Adavar. Well, you could say it better. L'Kiyum Adavar, Mo'il, or Mo'ila, Hodah's Baldin. So if you have Hodah's Baldin for Kiyum Adavar, all you need is Ashvuye Shtara. Rebbe Loza will say, the Chasima can work L'Ashvuye Shtara. Because he doesn't need Eidei Mesirah L'Ashvuye Shtara. That's the big difference between stage 2 and stage 3 according to the Ktzos. Okay, so here Tosfos is reversing himself. He said before, Rabbi Elazar holds the Dafkei and Mesira Karsi, and presumably what that means is Dafkei and Mesira Karsi Lashvi Eshtara. Okay, it's Lakim Adar too, but he holds that you need Dafkei and Mesira Lashvi Eshtara. Now he's saying, no, maybe Rabbi Elazar holds that you need Dafkei and Mesira by giving a Kiddushin, not Lashvi Eshtara. No, Eid HaSimah would have worked Lashvi Eshtara. Eid HaMesira unnecessary, Dafkei and Mesira unnecessary, Lakim Adar. Lakim Adar. Because the Eid HaSimah are not going to work Lakim Adar. I mean, what's the Kima Dav and the Yedah Hasim? Right? They're not seeing the Nasira anyway, so they're not there. They're not gonna work with Kima Dav. That's the major change in Tosfos in stage 3 of Lefilik Tzos. Question, yes.
And then after, we said this on Thursday, but the Nachmi between Meir and Abelazar is if you only have Eid Masira, according to Meir, it's still good, right?
If you only have Eid Masira, according to Rabbi Meir, it's not
according to Abelazar,
right? Because you don't have a Shulia Shtar. Correct.
Okay.
Yeah. So what's the problem with this? Yes.
In when we say Dafke Eidim Mesira Karsi in Tosos, that first stage, why are we assuming that is talking about the Mashvi Shtar?
Because that's the Pashup Shah, right? Karsi means that they're making the creases. You know, the fact that Rabbi Elazar said his Shita by Shtari Mamun too. So it gives you the impression the words Eidim Mesira Karsi should be talking about the Shtar. You never would have imagined it's talking about Kiyum Adavar. Because if it's Kiyum Adavar, instead of saying Eidim Mesira Karsi, you should have said that Ein Davar She'ar Pavas Mishnayim, so therefore you need Eidim Mesira. He doesn't say that. The machlokes is whether Eidim Hasima Karsi or Eidim Mesira Karsi. L'chora, Rabbi Meir Shita Eidim Hasima Karsi is about a Shvui Shtar. So why would I think Rabbi Elazar admits to Rabbi Meir that Eidim Hasima Karsi, but he needs Eidim Mesira for a different reason? It's a bit chiddish to say that. You're so convinced that the Ktzos in stage 3 is right that you can't even understand the beginning. But the Pashup Shot is, Rabbi Meir is talking Ashvi Yeshtara, so why would Rabbi Elazar only be talking Lekiyam Adavar? Stami, he'd be arguing, fundamentally, be arguing about Ashvi Yeshtara. That's what you would think. What's the problem with this? So we started the Shia Thursday by asking Akasha from Daf Pei Vav against Rabbi Nutam, against stage 2, the Tosfos. We said, one of the riots the Tosfos has that Rabbi Elazar holds Dafkei Mesira Karsi is from the Gemara Daf Pei Vav. The Gemara Daf Pei Vav says, what happens if you have Shnayim Gidin, Shemis Arvu Zebozeh? You have two Yosef and Shimons, and the Shliach receives a gift from each one of them to get to the wives, and then they get mixed up. So there was no question it was a Lishma, there was Nichtav, and Echtam, Lishma, there's no question. No question, everything was done right. But the problem is, now he doesn't know which get to give to whom. So the Mishnah says that he should give both to each woman. Give both to each woman. Only one of them is going to work, but then he'll take back the gittin and give the same gittin to the second woman, because one of the gittin that he gave to the first woman, he wasn't supposed to give to her anyway. So that way we know for sure that the gerushin was done. So the Gemara says that's like Rabbi Meir. The Gemara says that's like Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Elazar would say that that's not going to work because don't you need a sin lishma? That's Rabbi Yirmiyah's shayla. Rabbi Elazar holds it in Mesira Karsi. Wouldn't he require a sin lishma? So to that, Abaye responds, no. Rabbi Elazar holds you need ksiva lishma. You don't need a sin lishma. So everything is fine. What does that mean? Nesin lishma boy means that there has to be a sin lishma, that when the nosing, when the shliach gives the get, so he has to know that he's giving this get for this particular woman. That's what Nesina Lishma means. Right? Nesina Lishma. When the Eidim see the Nesina, they have to know that there's a Nesina Lishma, that the Shliach, that the Nosein, is giving a particular get L'Shem Gerishin. If he's giving both, and he doesn't even know which one is doing the Gerishin, so that's not called a Nesina Lishma. So the Harmony of the Gemara was that you need Nesina Lishma. Kamashmullah, no. As long as you have Ksiva Lishma, that's sufficient. There's no halacha. Rabbi Elazar never said that you need Nesina Lishma. So we asked, if you hold, according to Rabbi Meir, that you need Eidim Mesira Lekiyum Adavar, so what's the kash of the Gemara? Gemara says that the Mishnah is against Rabbi Elazar, because Rabbi Elazar should require Nesina Lishma. Why is he the only one who requires Nesina Lishma? He requires Eidim Mesira. But Lefi Rabbi Natan, even Rabbi Meir requires Eidim Mesira Lekiyum Adavar, so he should also require Nesina Lishma. So it's a kash against both of them. Why does the Gemara present it as though it's a kash against Rabbi Elazar, but not a kash against Rabbi Meir? It should be a kash against both of them. What's the answer? So we said, It doesn't matter whether you need Eidim Asira. The key is why you need the Eidim Asira. Rabbi Elazar requires the Eidim Asira Lashvi Eshtara. Because he needs it Lashvi Eshtara, that's why there's a Havamina that it should have to be Lishma. Because it's part of the Hechshar Agethe. If it's Lashvi Eshtara, so then the Re'iyah of the Eidim Asira is part of the Hechshar Agethe. You need it to be Makshar Agethe. And anything that relates to the Hechshar Agethe, the Chora, the Kasav Lishma, should tell me that there has to be Lishma. Kamash Malon, what's Abai responding? Kamash Malon, no. The Pasuk says, V'kasav la lishma, that only the Ksiva has to be lishma. But the Havamina was anything that's needed for the Hechshar again, anything needed la Shvi Yeshtar, that should have to be lishma. So that's why the Gemara thought Rabbi Elazar would require Nisim Lishma. But Rabbi Meir is never going to require Nisim Lishma. There's no Havamina he should need Nisim Lishma. Because even if he holds that you need Eidim Nisira, Lakiyam Adavar, you don't need lishma. Because that's not a Dinin Hechshar Aget. It's not a Shvui Yeshtara. If it's not a Shvui Yeshtara, it's not a Dinah Hechshar Aget. So there's no Havamina that should have to be Lishma. The only thing that has to be Lishma is something that's related to Hechshar Aget. Not something related to Hechshar Hagerishin, right? You need Edekiyim for the Hechshar Hagerishin, but that's not related to the Chepta Shel Get. But something that's needed for the Hechshar Aget, that would have to be Lishma. Rabbi Meir's Edim Mesirah, that's only Lakiyim Adavar. It's only Lakiyim Adavar. So then, Avada doesn't have to be Lishma because it doesn't relate to the Hechshar Aget. It only relates to the Hechshar of the Gerish. Right, this is what we quoted. Reb Chaim said like that. The Stipler has that answer. The beautiful answer to explain stage 3 of Tosus, to answer the Kasha from the Mishnah on that Teva and the Gemara. Okay, you got it so far? What's the problem now? Problem is, in stage 3 of Tosus, according to the Tzos, what is Tosus doing now? He's backtracking a little bit. Tosus now is saying what? That even Rabbi Elazar admits that Eide Chassima could work Lashvi Yeshtara. Rabbi Elazar holds that you need Eide Mesira Dafka Begit Mekilushin only Lakiyam Adavar. That's why he requires Eide Mesira. We quoted a litany of Rishonim like that. Right? Rashi of Avchel Beis, Rambam Yotas Gerishin, even the Shulta Giborim, that we didn't say right initially, but we got it, right? Shulta Giborim, who says that there's a din of reach haget. Rabbi Elazar will say there's a din of reach haget if you have a get of Eide Chassima without Eide Mesira. Eide Chassima without Eide Mesira, is that gornish according to him? The answer is no. It worked fleshly Eishtara. Eide Mesira are only necessary Lakiyam Adam. So if that's the way Tosus is learning, what comes out? What comes out is that Bain L'Rabbi Elazar, Bain L'Rabbi Meir, why do you need Eide Mesira? You only need it Lakiyam Adavar. So if you tell me that the reason why the Gemara didn't ask a kasha against Rabbi Meir, that even Rabbi Meir should need Nisim L'Shma, the reason they didn't ask the kasha is because if all you need Eidim Asira for is Lakiyam Adavar, then it doesn't have to be L'Shma because it has nothing to do with the Hechshar Aget. So then once we come on to saying, Hashtadas is Lachim, we come on to saying the Fidak Tzos, the Tosus in stage 3 suggests that even Rabbi Elazar holds that Eidim Asira are only necessary for Kiyam Adavar. So then even for him there shouldn't be any need for Nisim L'Shma. So what's the Kasha of the Gemara? B'chlal. It's Mamash Apela. Pile Ployin. If you do the Cheshbon, it's such an Eisen Akasha. Right? Because the whole assumption of our Teretz is that there's a Chilek between Ashbu Yeshtara and Kiyam Adavar. But if they're both saying Eidim Asira are necessary only for Kiyam Adavar, the Chassima can work, Lashvi Yeshdara, then how do you understand the Gemara Daf Pei Vav? The Gemara clearly distinguishes between the two of them, but if they hold that you need Eidim Asira for the same reason, then what's the distinction? But it's even more than that. I'm so excited, I can't hold back. Right? It's even more than that. It's that Kiyum Adavar, if you only need it for Kiyum Adavar, so then it has nothing to do with the Hechshar Aget. It has nothing to do with the Hechshar Aget. What do you need Lishma for over here? It's Mama Shapella. Entendu?
Can we say that's the shock of the parent of the Gemara? Then the Havamina, we thought that Eidim Asira Lashvi Yeshtara, and then the Maskara, we say, according to Blazer, you don't need the Nisina to be the Shema, it's because we understand that it's the Kiyam Adavar.
Mm-hmm. I hear. You think that's the shock of the Tavi Gemara? Mm-hmm. Right. Even though from the Lashon of the Gemara, it sounds like we're not changing in terms of what Rabbi Elazar says you need, we're just changing in terms of what has to be Lashma, whether it's Nisina or Ksiva. Saying maybe there's some kind of fundamental change over here. That initially we thought what? Initially we thought Rabbi Elazar holds that you need Eidim Asira Lashvi Yeshtara. Comes Abai and says, no, you only need Lishma by Ksiva because you misunderstood Rabbi Elazar's Shita. He really holds that Eidim Isur are only necessary l'kiyum adavar. It's only necessary l'kiyum adavar. So then you're not going to need lishma in the nesina. Right, creative. Eshemen kinzoganism. I'm very excited that you suggested this, because I was going to suggest another pshat and tosfos. That's what the achronim do. They say the ketzos is shver and they leave it like that. You're saying within the ketzos, maybe you could say that that's the shaka l'kaya of the Gemara. That initially the Gemara wasn't thinking like stage three of tosfos. It's only in the maskona that they were thinking of stage three. Even though, interestingly enough, Tosus is raya that Rabbi Elazar holds dafke de mesira kasi is only from the kasha, right? So he like focuses so much on the kasha, and then he has stage three, right? Then he has the next stage. So, according to you, he stage three is only within the maskon of the Gemara there, even though Tosus never even mentioned the maskon of the Gemara, right? Never even mentioned the maskon of the Gemara. It's interesting. It's a possibility, Natan. It's a possibility. Menashe.
I'm going to title saying would it be that if there is only Eidim Mesira, then the Nesina would in fact need to be Lishma?
If there would be according to Maskana of the Gemara?
Yeah, according to Natanel's understanding it.
According to the Maskana of the Gemara, if there would be Eidim Mesira,
then it would be Shabbat Mishpar also, and you wouldn't be Eidim Mesira Lishma.
You're saying because if you're not going to learn Abaye as changing your understanding, right, that you only need Lishma by Hechshara Get and Ksiva, right? If you're not going to have that difference, then it's going to turn out that you need to see Lishma if you only have Eidim Mesira. And that's a Chiddush, right? To say that, you hear what you're saying? You see, according to you, what comes out is that you have to learn the Gemara differently. If you're going to learn the Gemara the way we learned before, that Abaye's maskon is that you only need Lishma by the Ksiva, not by the Nesina, because the Kosavla, Lishma, is going only on Ksiva. So if you're still going to learn like that, then it turns out Abaye is really introducing too many things. Right? He can't, the machlokas has to be focused. Right? So if the machlokas, if the back and forth in the Gemara is that initially Rabbi Yirmiya thought Rabbi Lazar holds the Mesir Karsi, Lashu Yishtar. And then Abaye is saying, no, it's only the Kima Dover, and that's why it doesn't have to be Lishma. Right? So, to phrase Menashe's Kasha differently, Abaye's answer is not whether it's Lashvi Ashtara or it's the Kima Dover, it's whether you need Lishma in the Nesina or the Ksiva. You're saying that if Eidim Mesira necessary only l'kiyum adavar, so then it doesn't have to be lishma. That's his answer. If Eidim Mesira only necessary l'kiyum adavar, it doesn't have to be lishma. But what would emerge though is that if you taka were to have Eidim Mesira are only necessary l'kiyum adavar, so the Eidim Chasim are going to be ashvi ashtar. So let's say you'd have a get without Eidim Chasim. The get is without Eidim Chasima, so then the Eidim Mesira are working Lashvi Ashtara too. So then it would turn out that you would need Lishma. Mm-hmm. And yet Abaye's Lashon is that you only need Ksiva Lishma, you don't need Nesima Lishma. Mm-hmm. So it sounds like he's really arguing about something else, not about whether Rabbi Lazar holds that Eidim Mesira coming Lashvi Ashtara only coming in the Kiyum again. Okay. If you got the back and forth, it's great. I think it's Moridic. But if you didn't, just drop it, okay? Let's get to the point. So, yeah, I just want to get to the point, okay? And I'll take your question afterwards.
I was just wondering if you could repeat the question we have about
the ketos. That I can do. What did the ketos say? Right? Let's see the board, right? Don't erase the board. Don't erase the board unless you ask. The ketos says like this, that according to Tosfos before had said what? Rabbi Elazar holds dafke de mesira kasi. Well, what does that mean? Why dafke de mesira kasi? So we thought it meant dafke de mesira kasi, l'ashvi yeshtar. You need it both for ashvi yeshtar and for kiyum adam. It comes to Ketos and says over here, when Tosus is backtracking yeshtari mamon, what he's really saying is that maybe Rebbe Elazar holds dafke de mesira kasi l'kiyum adam. But you need a de mesira, not l'ashvi yeshtar. No, Rebbe Elazar holds l'ashvi yeshtar, a de chasima would work. But lakima davar, I need eidim asira, and that's why in getting the kiddushin, I need dak eidim asira. Yeah. But by shtari mamin, since I don't need eidim asira lakima davar, I have a hodas baldin got there, I can work lakima davar, claims with toast. So eidim chasima would work lashvi yeshtar. So that's his whole chiddush. Rabbi Elazar would admit that eidim chasima can be karsi by shtari mamin, because the only reason I need them to begin with by getting the kiddushin is for kiyam adava, and by shtar and mamon, I have a dos balim for kiyam adava. So then, fresh for shtar, the chasima will work, right? Which is exactly what we have on the board, right? If you say edim asira according to Rabbi Elazar, is only lakiyam adava, af edim chasima can work lashvi yeshtara. So the nafkamina is by shtar and mamon, since lakiyam adava hodas baldin works. So I don't need edim asira lakiyam adava. So then I don't need edim asira bechlal because edim chasima can work lashvi yeshtara. Okay, that's the shita. The kash on that was this, that the Gemara Daf Pei Vav seems to say, well, Rabbi Elazar requires Nesina Lishma, but Rabbi Meir doesn't. And why does Rabbi Meir not require Nesina Lishma? Because he holds that you only need Eidim Asira, Lekiyam Adavar, not Rashvi Yeshtara. If you only need Lekiyam Adavar, there's no need to have Lishma, because Lishma is the din in Ashvi Yeshtara, it's the din in the Hechshar Get. If you learn, Rabbi Elazar also holds that you need dafke de mesira only lakiyam adavar, because eid chasima can work lashvi yeshtara. So even according to him, you shouldn't need nesina lishma. So what's the Gemara saying? It was dafka lafi Rabbi Elazar and shver and lafi Rabbi Meir. It's not shver. It's shver according to. It's not shver even according to Rabbi Elazar, because he shouldn't need nesina lishma either if you only need it lakiyam adavar. Yeah, that's the kasha. That's the kasha. So just parenthetically, by the way, this kasha is only a kasha according to Tosas Lefi L'Ktos. The Ktos quoted a litany of Rishonim who agree with Tosas that Rabbi Elazar requires Eidim Mesira, Tafka Lekiyam Adav. Remember? A whole bunch of Rishonim who hold it's not Lashvi Yeshtara, he needs Eidim Mesira, Lekiyam Adav. We had Rashi on Daf Beis and Beis. And who else? The Rambam and the Shulchan Giborim. So according to Rashi and the Rambam, this kasha that I just asked is not really a kasha. Kasha we just asked is not really a kasha. This is really like a parenthetical statement. Lefi Rashi and the Rambam, who hold that Rabbi Elazar requires Eidim Asira Lekiyam Adava. According to them, this kasha is not a kasha. Why? Why is this kasha not a kasha? Because again, the whole kasha is predicated on the fact that we think Rabbi Elazar and Rabbi Meir are saying the same thing. If they both hold Eidim Asira, it's Fakiyam Adav, so then the Gemara and Afei Vavishve, because the Gemara distinguishes between the two. But according to Rashi and Rambam, even if Rabbi Elazar holds Dafke and Misir Kaisi Lekiyam Adav, that kasha is not shver. Why? Because do they agree to Rabbi Natan? Not clear. It's not clear that they would agree to Rabbi Natan. Rabbi Natan is a chiddush. The Rashi in the first day argues against Rabbi Natan. So it could be, we don't know, because they didn't express themselves, but it could be Rashi and Rambam would say that Rabbi Meir holds you don't need Eidim Asira at all. Eidim Asira is a zero. So if according to Rabbi Meir you don't need Eidim Asira, the kasha is not really a kasha. Because the kasha was built on the fact that we thought Rabbi Meir requires Eidim Asira too. So to interpret the Gemara and Dafei Vav, we had to come on to Reb Chaim's Chiddush, the Stipel's Chiddush, that what? That the only time that Eidim Asira would have to be Lishma, you need a Nesina Lishma, that's only if you need Eidim Asira, Lashvi Yeshtara, and not Lekiyam Adav. But if Rabbi Meir doesn't require Eidim Asira at all, so then the Gemara Daf Pei Vav wasn't Shver to begin with, because you could have said that maybe even if Eidim Asira are necessary only Lekiyam Adav, maybe it still has to be Lishma. Maybe the Eidim Asira have to know, they have to know, you know, whose get is working for which women, for which woman. We just were assuming that the only time that you need Lishma is if it's in the Hechshar Get, if it's Ashvi Yeshtar, but if it came out of no. But who says that that's true? Right? We only felt pushed against the wall because we thought Rabbi Meir agrees to Rabbi Elazar that you need Eidim Asira. So we have to say, oh, this is different than Kim Adav Ashvi Yeshtar. But if you have the Chilah that Rabbi Meir denies Eidim Asira B'chlal, he says there's no need for it, so then it's very simple. You could say Rabbi Elazar holds that Eidim Asira is only Lekiyam Adav, but nevertheless, it has to be Lishma. What does it mean it has to be Lishma? That in order to be Eidei Kiyum, the Eidim Asira have to know which get is divorcing which woman, because if not, if the Eidus is not borrowed, that's not called Eidus Lekiyam Adav. Right? That's what you could have said. So within Rashi, this Kasha is not a Kasha. But in Tosis, it's a Kasha. because Tos was close to Rabbeinu Tam. And now he has stage three of Shtari Mammon, so within Tos is Akash. Okay, this is the parenthetical statement. So what's the answer? What's the answer? Baruch Ber, in Simen Yudalin, quotes of Chaim. The Imre Moshe and Simen Tez Zayin Os Yud. The Imre Moshe was Rav Moshe Sokolovsky. He was the Rosh Yeshiva in the Talmud Torah in Brisk. Rav Chaim's Talmud Torah. Right? Rav Chaim was in Brisk. Rav Chaim taught in Baloshin, right? The Rosh Yeshiva closed. And then he went back to Brisk and he was a Rav. And, you know, you were talking learning with the Talmidim, but there was a Talmud Torah in Brisk. So Rav Moshe Sokolovsky was the Rosh Yeshiva there. He was a Gaon Adir. And his sefer made it big in the yeshiva. It's a little sefer, but it's like candy. His sefer is like candy. It's quoted widely in the yeshivas. So he also quotes this verse. He quotes this answer. They both explain that maybe we have to understand Tosis differently, not like the Tosa Hoshi. Again, the yisod of Tosis is going to be the same. The Tosis now is backtracking from something. Right? Tosis initially said, Rabbi Elazar holds Dafke the Mesir Karsi. And we thought that meant Dafke Mesir Karsi, Lashvi Yeshtar, by getting the Kedusha. Right? You need Dafke Mesir, Lashvi Yeshtar. That's what we thought in the beginning. And now he's backtracking and saying, no, maybe Edi Chasima can work Lashvi Yeshtar by Shtari Mammon. And you only need the Mesir by getting the Kedusha. What did all that mean? Right? So the Tos wanted to say that now Tosis is saying Rabbi Lozer doesn't require the Mesir by getting the Kedushin, Lashvi Yeshtar Bechlal. He only needs it Lekim Adon. Come to Birka Shmuel, Imre Moshe, and they suggest no. That's not what Tosis meant. Tosis understood, even at this stage, Rabbi Lozer holds that you need Eidim Mesira, Lashvi Yeshtar. Even Lashvi Yeshtar. You need it Lekim Adon too, but you need Eidim Mesira, Lashvi Yeshtar as well. So if you need Eidim Mesira, Lashvi Yeshtar, so how can Eidei Chasima work by Shtari Mammon? You need Eidei Mesira, so how can Eidei Chasima work? The answer is that at this stage, maybe Tosfos assumed like this. Tosfos assumed that even if Rabbi Elazar requires Dafke Eidei Mesira, what does that mean? Does he mean you need Eidei Mesira before? Or maybe he holds that Eidei Chasima can serve as Eidei Mesira? What's he saying? Right, we had within the Rif. The Rif holds what? Rabbi Elazar claims the Afe the Mesira Karsi. So what does that mean? Two tracks? He agrees that there are two tracks. He agrees to Rabbi Meir's track and introduces something new. It's one approach, right? That's how many Rishon Rabbeinu Ephraim and the Rosh were learning the Rif. But we said the Ran had his major Yesod. But it's not that Rabbi Elazar Lefi the Rif is introducing an extra track that he agrees to Rabbi Meir. No, he's an Eidei Mesira man through and through. It's just he holds there are two ways of getting to Eidei Mesira. Right? And we have two ways of explaining it around. Let's just say it simply for our purposes here. Let's say the second pshat, right? Which is the Birka Shmuel's pshat, right? Let's say the pop-out here. Right? Rabbi Elazar holds that Eidei Mesira Karsi, but Eidei Chasima can serve as Eidei Mesira, because when you have Eidei Chasima, Chosim in the Shtan, and this Tfisas Haget Biyad Ha'isha, the Eidei Chasima are testifying, Ke'ilu, Al-Pidin, they're testifying about the Mesir itself. So it's not that Rabbi Elazar holds that Eidei Chasima, right? Eidim, Chasuman al-Ashtar, testifying about the Tzivi Abal, that's enough Lashvi Ashtar. No, he holds you need Eidei Mesira. But he admits that maybe if I only have Eidei Chasima, that also is going to work because the Eidei Chasima can serve as the Eidei Mesira. Rabbi Meir holds Eidei Chasima serving as Eidei Mesira. That's ridiculous. They didn't see the Mesira. How did they? No, he holds Eidei Chasima Karsi. That Eidei Chasima work. They testify about the Tzivah Baal. That's enough to be Lashvi Yeshtar. Rabbi Elazar says, no, Lashvi Yeshtar, you need Eidei Mesira. But the Tosis is backtracking and saying, what does that mean? Does it mean you dafka need Eidei Mesira before B'shas Mesira watching the actual Mesira? No, maybe really Rabbi Elazar holds that the Eidei Chasima can serve as Eidei Mesira. Like the Ran's version of the Rif, the pop-out theory. Maybe the Eidei Chasima can serve as Eidei Mesira. Dafka, by getting the Kedushin, he holds you need Eidei Mesira before. Because by getting the Kedushin, you need the Eidei Mesira not just Lashvi Yeshtara, you need it Lekim Adava too. You need it Lekim Adava too. By Shtari Mammon, since all you need is Eidei Mesira Lashvi Yeshtara, so the Eidei Chasima are not, because Eidei Chasima perhaps can serve as Eidei Mesira through the pop-out theory. The Eidei Chasima can testify about the Mesira, even though they didn't see it. That's the Chiddush of Shtar, that it works anyway, that they can testify about the Mesira. That works by Shtar Imamim. But to be Eidei Kiyam, Efshem and Kenzogin, that you need more. To be Eidei Kiyam, they actually have to see the Mesira. Dr. Belazar, by Gittin V'Kiddushin, you need Dafka Eidei Mesira Mamish. You can't have this quasi, you know, halachic Eidei Mesira. Eidei Chasima serving as Eidei Mesira. No, that can work for Shtar Imamim. But by Gittin V'Kiddushin, where you need Kiyam Adavar, there you need Eidei Mesira Mamish. Maybe that's the pshat within Rabbi Elazar according to Tosfos. And that's why Tosfos felt, maybe Rabbi Elazar would admit that by Shtar Imamim, Eidei Chasima can work. Eidei Chasima can work. I thought you just said he holds Dafka Eidei Mesira Kaisi. No, Rabbi Elazar admitted that Eidei Chasima can work like Shriya Shtar because the Eidei Chasima are working as Eidei Mesira. They're working as Eidei Mesira to the pop-out theory. And that will work for Shtar Imamim. But Rabbi Elazar held that by getting the Kiddushin, that's not going to be enough because you need Eidei Mesira, not just Lashriya Shtar. You need it Lakim Adavar too. You need Lakim Adar too, so for that you're going to need Eidei Mesira Mamish. Okay, let's first get this on the board, and then I'll explain why this answers the kash that we have. Okay, this is stage three of the Tosfos. Right, this is why I had to start so high, because we have to get to the bottom of the board. Stage four of the Tosfos, we have to have room. Lefi, the Birka Shmuel, and the Imri Moshe. Okay? Okay, what do we have over here? Rabbi Meir's Eidei Mesira is Lakim Adar, right? Rabbi Elazar holds what? He says, really, really, Rabbi Elazar requires Eidei Mesira La'ashvuya Ishtara Begam Lakim Adar. Well, back to the original. Back to the original. You need it for both. So what's he changing over here? Aval Ulai Eidei Chasima Mo'ilin Al-Pidin Ke'eidei Mesira Lashvuya Shtar. Let's say pop-out theory, right?
I like
it. Right? What's the nafkamina? Bishtari mamen Saki Eidei Chasima. Because the Eidei Chasima, the Eidei Chasima ke Eidei Mesira. I will begin the Kiddushin. Sarech Dafka Eidei Mesira mamish. Why? Rabbi Elazar holds you need Eidei Mesira Mamish L'kiyam Adav. But here Tosfos is suggesting Rabbi Elazar might hold L'shvuya Shtar, I don't need Eidei Mesira Mamish. Because Eidei Chasima can serve as Eidei Mesira through the pop-out theory. So by Shtar Imamin, if you don't need Eidei L'kiyam Adav by Shtar Imamin, so then Eidei Chasima is enough. Rabbi Elazar will admit Eidei Chasima is enough. What does it mean when he says that you need Dafke the Mesira by Gimme Kiddushin? L'kiyam Adav, you need Eidei Mesira by Gimme Kiddushin. Not the Lashvuya Shtar. Lashvuya Shtar, the Eidei Chasima are going to be enough. But just one second. What's the difference between this approach and the Ktos? It's obvious. According to the Ktos, Rabbi Elazar holds that you don't need Eidei Mesira Lashvuya Shtar. You don't need Eidei Mesira Lashvuya Shtar. Eidei Chasima can work Lashvuya Shtar. According to this approach, Eidei Chasima can work Lashvuya Shtar, but not because Eidei Chasima, qua Eidei Chasima can work Lashvuya Shtar. The Eidei Chasima work Lashvuya Shtar, b'toras Eidei Mesira. When you have Eidei Chasima, that's it, that's like having Eidei Mesira. Oh. So according to this approach, what emerges is what? Rabbi Elazar really holds that you need Eidei Mesira Lashvuya Shtar. It's just Eidei Chasima can take the place of Eidei Mesira, because they too are Eidei Mesira. So if that's the case, then the Gemara is not shver. Right? The Gemara again said what? How can you give this shnei given that when it's not in the sarva zebazeh, it's tach nesina shalol lishma? The Gemara says that's a kasha against Rabbi Elazar. It's not a kasha against Rabbi Meir. So why is it not a kasha against Rabbi Meir? Because Rabbi Meir holds you need Eidei Mesira, according to Rabbi Natan, only l'kiyam adavar. Why is it a kasha against Rabbi Elazar? Rabbi Elazar also says that you only eat Eidim Mesira L'kiyam Adavar. No, the answer is he requires Eidim Mesira even L'Shvui Yeshtar. It's just the Chiddush is that maybe he would say that Eidim Chasima would work B'Torah's Eidim Mesira L'Shvui Yeshtar. But because he needs the Eidim Chasima to work B'Torah's Eidim Mesira L'Shvui Yeshtar, so then maybe it has to be Nesina L'Shma. If it's not a Nesina L'Shma, if the Shliach doesn't know which get he's giving, so that's not a Nesina L'Shma, the Eidei Chasima will not be able to serve as the Eidei Mesira. Right? They can't serve as it, even though the Eidei Chasima know which get it is. Right? Menashe pointed out, if we're talking about the Mishuloshim, so the Eidei Chasima themselves know which get it is. But the Shliach doesn't. So when we say through this pop-out theory, it's as if the Eidei Chasima are seeing Mesira of the get, but they're not seeing a Mesira L'Shma because the Nosein HaGet doesn't realize which get he's giving. That's not called a Nesina L'Shma. So if they were only necessary L'Kiyama, if you only needed a Mesira L'Kiyama Adavas, then that's not a problem. But if you needed L'Shvui Yeshtara, and the Eidei Chasima are serving as Eidei Mesira L'Shvui Yeshtara, so then it's not going to work because Nesina L'Shma is not going to work L'Shvui Yeshtara. That was the Havamim. The Maskana is no. Ksiva L'Shma is the only thing necessary L'Shvui Yeshtara, you don't need Nesina L'Shma. So what changed between these two approaches is, do we say Rabbi Elazar holds that Eidei Mesira are necessary by getting the Kiddushin only L'Kiyama Dover? Or are they even necessary L'Shvui Yeshtar? According to either approach, Rabbi Elazar is going to admit that Eidei Chasima can work L'Shvui Yeshtar, but how are they working? Are they working B'Torah's Eidei Chasima, not B'Torah's Eidei Mesira? I don't need Eidei Mesira L'Shvui Yeshtar, that's the Ktos. The Bnei Shmuel, the Rebbe Moshe, saying, no. The Belozer, even at the last part of Tosis, assumes that you need Eidei Mesira L'Shvui Yeshtar, but the Chiddush, well, what he's backtracking about is that maybe Rebbe Elazar is willing to concede that the Eidei Chasima can serve as Eidei Mesira. Through the pop-out theory, it's as if they're Eidei Mesira. So it's not that Eidei Chasima are being L'Shvui Yeshtar. No, Eidei Mesira are needed for L'Shvui Yeshtar. It's just the Eidei Chasima might work L'Shvui Yeshtar, B'Torah's Eidei Mesira. Then it's B'Torah's Eidei Mesira. So then it turns out that Eidei Mesira are, through watching of the get, they're being L'Shvui Yeshtar. So that's part of the Hechshar Ashtar. It's part of the Hechshar Ashtar. Then we can understand why the Gemara would think that you need Nesina L'Shma. Okay? This is the Tosfos. Okay? This completes our discussion of Tosfos. We really did justice to every part of this Tosfos. I think the Chazar is so key to make sure that we have this Tosfos down pat. Then in Mitzvah Shem tomorrow, we'll move to Mezuyah Mitocha. Mezuyah Mitocha is actually the previous sugya, the previous Tosfos. There's so much here in Dir Maskel Modeh. It's a lot easier than this Tosfos. Okay, if we got this, I think this is the hardest Tosfos. It's a very Leviticus Tosfos. I think this is one of the hardest Tosfos to do. And after this, it should get a lot easier. But very longish. So take it slow. I guess that we're going to go back to the Rif. There's a sheet of a Gaon Sheberif. We have quotes of Gaon about Mezuyah Mitocha. Mezuyah Mitocha, the Raisa, the Rabbanim. We have to figure this all out. There's going to be a lot of lumdus over there. And it's a shame that'll round out the sugya. But you will see in your travels in Mezuyah Mitocha that before you do this Tosfos, the Maskel of the Kaimalon, you wouldn't understand Mezuyah Mitocha. You first have to understand Rebbe Elazar's Shita. Eid Mesir Kasi. Is it Dafke the Mesir? Is it even Eid the Chasima? And based on that, we're going to be able to interpret what the halachas of Mezuyah Mitocha are all about. Okay. Why don't you take the question now, or can you do it after halacha?